A really stunning piece of visual art is the perfect way to attract attention to a special event. And with me is Tracy Yellen. She's a member of the Centennial Committee for the Diocese of El Paso. And you do have a very special event that you're celebrating, don't you?
Yes, Monica, thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure.
The Diocese of El Paso will celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
We all are working on plans to launch the celebration in March of this year, 2013, with a year-long set of events and activities and liturgical gatherings to celebrate this rich history in our diocese. We'd like to launch that, though, with this art contest to develop a piece that can really capture this very rich, longer than 100-year history in our region.
Well, celebrations like this and special events, when you have one image that pulls it all together, that's really critically important since people see things first. That's the first thing that's going to attract attention. So how will this piece of artwork be used as part of the celebration?
Yeah, we were hoping, one reason we really wanted to reach out to artists is because we thought they may be able to capture what this looks like better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's over 300-year history, really. And from the missions, the early missions and the settling of the region to the establishment of the diocese in the early 1900s to today in all of these rich traditions, we would envision this visual piece that could be part of posters and printed materials,
mm-hmm.
Art displays. We're very looking forward to having this collaboration with the El Paso Museum of History, where we'll hopefully also exhibit a written history of the diocese. But this visual element is really important to us because it, you know, to capture the culture of the region.
Now, you're not asking the artists to design a poster. You're asking them to design the piece of artwork, which would then be put into a poster design. Is that correct?
That's the intent.
Okay.
That we'd love to get, you know, whatever medium it might be, it's really up to the artists,
mm-hmm.
Painting or oil, watercolor, acrylics, drawings, pen and ink, printmaking, pastel photography, digital art, any kind of mixed media.
Any preference for having it in color versus black and white?
You know, I shouldn't say because I'm not an artist, so I wouldn't want to limit anyone's creativity.
Color is just so nice.
Yeah.
It's attractive.
I think it captures our region also.
Mm-hmm.
We're such a vibrant place, and color is a, you know, a big part of that too. So I would envision something color, and it can't be any bigger than 18 by 24, you know, or
mm-hmm.
could be 11 by 14, 18 by 24. Anything bigger than that would probably be a little bit too hard to adapt to
okay.
a poster. We'd imagine that a poster will be designed around the artwork.
Yeah, the typography and the layout will be taken care of by the diocese. Then.
Right.
Okay. Are there any restrictions on how long ago the image was created?
Yeah, we'd ask that it's something that's been done within the last 2 years and hasn't been entered into any other competition sponsored by another organization.
So really preferably something that either coincidentally fits this theme well or is created for this purpose.
Right.
Okay.
We're really also pleased to offer a monetary award. I know it probably never reaches the level of value that artists in their incredible minds and work, but we're happy to be able to offer a $1,500 stipend to the winning artist. We have a panel of people with art backgrounds and also
mm-hmm.
clergy who will review all of the submissions. You know, if we have a significant enough submissions, we'd love to have an exhibit that would showcase everyone's work.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah, it would be wonderful. And then, of course, give the $1,500 to the winning artist. And then that art piece becomes the property of the diocese so that we can use it for the centennial and who knows that it may live on.
Now, do you have an age limit?
Artists must be 18 years or older.
Okay.
We've talked about the competition is artwork only, not the poster design. We're looking for things that are reproducible, so they would be two-dimensional images, and you know that might be enlarged or reduced or cropped,
mm-hmm.
and of course not distorted. And you know, we've talked about the kinds of artwork, painting and drawing or printmaking.
Any medium.
And, yeah,
mm-hmm.
whatever the medium might be.
And you can accept digital entries, or do they have to be in physical form?
No, physical form is important to us. The digital work must be set up that we can view it in an 8.5 by 11 paper size at a minimum for the poster.
Okay.
We also want to be able to see these. They do not have to be framed, yeah, but they may want to have them matted so that they show well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, in the environment in which they'll be judged.
What is the deadline, and how should the artist deliver their work?
Yeah, the deadline now is Thursday, February 28th of this year, 2013. Mm-hmm. They are due, hand-delivered, obviously, to the Foundation for the Diocese of El Paso. Our office is at 499 St. Matthew Street in the Mission Valley of El Paso. That's off of North Loop between Lee Trevino and Loma Lands.
Oh, that's way down there. Okay.
At the Pastoral Center of the
All
Diocese.
Right. Leave not yourself to be, drive time.
Right. Not to be mistaken with St. Matthew's Church, which is in the Upper Valley. You'll
yes,
be going
I was thinking.
in the wrong direction. And then we ask artists to include the name of the art piece, the, you know, of course, mm-hmm, the size, the description of their media, and their name and contact information.
And how many entries per artist?
Well, we'd love to have many from each artist. One entry per artist is our limit for this contest.
Okay, so one superb piece ought to do the trick. Now, apparently the artists need to also provide their name, email, telephone number, just some basic information. Where can they find all the details relating to this?
All of this information that we've discussed is on the website for the Diocese of El Paso. It's www.elpasodiocese. That's El Paso, DIOCESE.org. And it's right on the homepage under the centennial, so it should be pretty easy to find. Or people are free to call our office at 872-8412.
This is a wonderful opportunity for local artists to really participate in a tremendous celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Diocese of El Paso. My guest today, Tracy Yellen, a member of the Centennial Committee for the Diocese of El Paso. Thank you so much for coming in, Tracy.
Thank you for having us.